This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Joey Barrett, sports editor of The Daily Item. Joey, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is a third time now. I'm having a lot of fun. Thank you.
Oh, man. Is that all? Well, Joey and I were both at the Peabody Linfield girls hockey game last night as they lost a 3-2 decision to Winthrop, a team they lost to earlier this year. But obviously, Winthrop, a very good team. I thought Peabody had their moments, looked pretty solid at times, actually, throughout the night. And, Joey, I liked your kind of lead today in the paper was that it's kind of a positive result, a positive take on a negative result as Peabody looked at the game from last night.
Yeah, I mean, first things first, I am a huge fan of head coach Michelle Roach of PLNR. I think she's fantastic. Her players seem so comfortable and like they're having a blast every night. And then you look at their record and you're thinking to yourself, wow, this is a great program. And I also think, it was a loss on the scoreboard, but it was not a loss anywhere else because they're the only team actually to score two goals, is it, against Winthrop, who's still undefeated. So the fact that it was a 3-2 game and 2-2 early on, it was a lot of fun. And I'm still warming up. It was a little cold, but other than that, it was a great time.
I know. It did take a while to warm up getting out of coming home from there. Definitely had the heater cranked up for not that cold of a night, but it was they must have had the AC on in there, to be quite honest with you, right? Oh, man. Yeah, that was cold in there. But, so now we've got, that's done. I want to just ask you a couple things about the paper. I know you're headed out to some basketball tonight, and a couple of notes here on your athletes of the week this past week. You do a little box with featuring an athlete of the week, and this week you gave them to teams, and I think that kind of makes some sense at times. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so I had to give credit to St. Mary's Naya Morgan. She got her 1,000th point, which is almost, it does not happen, and it's very impressive. And she's such an unselfish player, too, so it's not like that's the only thing she can do. She can make plays. She can she's an emotional leader. She's a passionate leader, and I think that team would not be the same without them. And then for team of the week, we actually went with Lynn English, the boys basketball team. They're 15-0, and they're hosting Everett tonight, which is a good team. I like to think the streak will continue tonight. Another beautifully led program by Alvin Abreu, who just, once again, his players are so confident and always shooting and always scoring and always fun to watch. So, yeah, English boys basketball and St. Mary's girls basketball, they had some good weeks.
You know, I was talking to some people in the conference and people, Northeastern Conference, so now Lynn Classical, Lynn English, obviously in the Greater Boston League. But, of course, they always used to play Lynn English the last several years and get beat up by Lynn English the last several years when they were in the league. And they're kind of thinking, well, how's Lynn English doing now? Well, they know the record. They know the league. This game here with Everett tonight, I think, will be a great barometer to look at that score. I agree with you. I can't imagine that streak not continuing the way English has been playing. But it'll be interesting because this Everett team played Beverly earlier this year down at the Garden. Beverly beat them by I don't know what. It was actually double digits, I think, at the end of the day, if I have that right. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see what the actual final margin is at Lynn English. They've had some decent margins, haven't the Bulldogs this year, Joey?
Gosh, I look at the box score every night, I'm thinking, my goodness. But also, yeah, I saw Beverly against English, and Beverly, they lost. It was double digits again, but the Panthers played tough. So the fact that, they stood tall against Everett, now Everett's coming in to play English, this is going to be good. I like to think they'll still be undefeated after tonight, the Bulldogs will, but I'm ready. I'll have my popcorn ready for sure.
I know. I noticed the sports page for a number of years, I think, has been two pages, front page and page two. But just recently, the Item sports page is now three pages. So tell us about that.
It's just it's a great opportunity. It's more content. It's more fun. That third page is sometimes you'll see some local stuff. Sometimes you'll see some professional and collegiate content. But overall, it's just I think people love to read about sports, and the North Shore breeds such great athletes and great programs. So anytime we can expose that a little more, it's good time, Bill.
Hey, Joey, I want to. I know you spend 100% of your workday pretty much looking at North Shore sports, local sports, stories that your writers are putting on the sports pages. But I know everybody's talked about Tom Brady and so on, his retirement. And I know the Item ran a story on Brady and Brady's moments and so on. So what's your take on Brady? Do you think he'll be back? No, I'm just kidding. on the Brady career.
You know, it sounds ridiculous, but he's a hero of mine. How could he not be? Someone who grew up, I think I mentioned it in the paper today. You know, he made every Sunday of my youth a good one, you know? He was a great role model, a great competitor, and very professional. Fun to, you know, just, it seems like the people in the Patriots program, whether they're coaches, players, or fans, seem to have a good time around him. And what else can you say than it was the best career in NFL history, in my opinion? You know, just a player and a person. I hope he does what makes him happy. I have a feeling he'll be in the media somehow, and you know, his brand will continue to go strong because his popularity isn't going anywhere.
You know, you're right. There is a clear tune-in factor for Brady because I for one, is one of these guys that when Brady left the Patriots, sure, I would continue to watch the Patriots, but I would also mark down Tampa. I'd if they're playing at four, I'd be watching them too because, you know, especially with the less seasons the Pats have had the last few years, you want to click on and see how Tom Brady is doing for sure.
Oh, I've watched more Tampa games the last 2-3 years than the 20 before then.
Yeah, exactly. No, perfect. That's exactly it. You're right. Yeah. So, man, like you said, I hope everything that goes well for him and so on. But what a career, and he definitely has made an impact. Of course, you were watching him in your youth as you're growing up. Of course, I'm watching him in my mid and late years here. You know, for all these years. So that's just amplifies the age difference here between the two of us here on this little podcast here. But anyway.
Either way, we both had fun watching them.
Absolutely. Joey, anything else you want to share with us from the sports pages or any other notes from the Item?
No, I mean, I think we covered it. You know, just trying to keep the content colorful and fun and informative, so hopefully some people enjoy waking up with the Item every morning. So,
I know what I gotta do this one with you. I gotta do one quick follow up with you here. So, I know you did a feature on Dick Newton, the legendary Dick Newton, the AD at Lynn English High School. I gotta ask you the behind the scenes here. How hard was that for you to do that feature with Dick Newton?
He's wonderful. He's he gave some great answers. His wasn't his favorite athlete. Who was that? Was that Deion Sanders?
That could have been.
Fashion icon was Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Yeah. In other words, so what you do? You know, it's funny. Those things. I think we've talked about this in the past. When you do those features, you're like favorite musical artist, best movie, all of those things. I mean, I love those. I mean, you can just scan them quickly, and it's kind of interesting. And you go, wow, that's kind of neat to learn that. I mean, if you met Dick Newton and you're sitting in his office, his favorite movie is never going to come up. You know what I mean? So
yeah. I know. That's what we're going for. So no, I'm happy some people smile with it. That's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, Joey, great talking with you. We'll talk again soon.
All right, Bill, I'm counting on it. Thank you.
Yep. Take care. Joey Barrett, Item sports editor here on MSONewsSports.com.